Acting Defense Department Chief Information Officer John Zangardi's first 3 months on the job have been busy with redefining cyber responsibilities, learning how to speak warfighter, and improving defense travel system services. Those are just the short-term efforts. Here with more about where DoD's cyber path is headed, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And this is a big job to take over.
It is.
Even as acting for everything going on in the armed services and defense agencies. What's big for Zangardi?
So John Zangardi has kind of hit the ground running since he took over for Terry Halverson's position in February. He spent the last 4 years as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Command Control, Communications, Computers, Intelligence, Information Space, all that stuff. So he's not totally new to DOD.
It used to be C4I. Now it's about C6I and,
yeah, that's
and
like,
rising.
Yeah, that title has about 20 letters or 20 words in it. But Zangardi replaced Dave DeVries in October as DOD's Principal Deputy Chief Information Officer. So again, he's kind of, you know, he's only really been in the official acting position since February, but has kind of had, you know, some time to get up to speed on this. So Zangardi is following in the footsteps of Halverson. He said he would be focusing on the department's move to Windows 10.
The objective here is to get Win 10 out there on our networks and to push it as fast as we can on our weapons platforms. The objective is to be done in our networks by the end of this calendar year. That is a challenge that we're still working to meet. It's important to get Win 10 out there. That changes how we do business. It's an evergreen product. It helps us stay current with the threat. It also requires us to look at how we do our processes for certifying an application or an operating system to run on our network. Because it's evergreen, updates are coming continuously. Our old processes for certifying something to be on our network can't apply in the future.
That's John Zangardi. He's the acting DOD CIO, and he was talking about these priorities at the Adobe Digital Government Symposium in Washington. So Zangardi said Windows 10 is also important because it will help with the Defense Enterprise Office System, or DEOS. And DEOS is going to integrate things like voice, video, email, other communications devices into one seamless, unified client for DOD. There needs to be more collaboration, mobility, all that good stuff. And Windows 10 is the base for it, he says. It will provide a modern operating system, modern office system, and with those continuous evergreen updates, you know, DOD always has to be on its game. So Zangardi said DOD got about 17 responses to a February draft RFP for this contract. And while some are pushing for a May final RFP getting out there, it'll probably be more like June.
Well, he's right about Windows 10. It is much more modern. It's not just a step function. It's a big step function, rather, from Windows 7. And Windows 8 didn't work out very well. Windows 10, they finally have it right with Microsoft, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, and he was saying when he was at the Navy, he's like, you know, you say, let's get a new operating system, and everybody, you know, digs in their heels and is like, no, no, please let us use whatever else we can. We don't want to go to anything new, but really, you need to be looking ahead.
Well, it's very cloud-oriented,
mm-hmm.
and it has a browser called Edge, which is highly secure. Everything operates in a virtual machine within Edge. And so, yes, the military should move to Windows 10, even though it's endorsing a product by a vendor, but it doesn't have to be Microsoft putting it in.
Yeah.
So anyway, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers is with me right now. And what are some of the other priorities of the acting DOD CIO?
Zangardi said DOD was also looking at updating its cybersecurity scorecard. The first version measured 11 things, and it was static and relied on self-reporting. Most of it was classified, he said, so you can't really know too much about it. But some of the things that they measured were things like every computer's got to be properly patched and properly configured, although that's kind of every computer. All Windows XP, Windows servers from 2003, and older operating system software needs to be removed from both unclassified and classified networks.
I can't believe they have XP anywhere.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow.
Because we measured things, we could cajole people. We can encourage people to do the right thing, to make the investment. It's move dollars. Those 11 items are critical to moving us forward. So the cyber scorecard is 2.0 is to replace the version we have out there right now. Cyber scorecard 1.0 is static. It relies on self-reporting. It's very not dynamic. The idea with Cyber Scorecard 2.0 is to be dynamic. It's to get automated reporting. It's to look at things in sort of a heat map so we understand the threat better. So we want to improve what we're doing and drive higher standards, but we want to be dynamic. We want to be able to get to the latest information about our network quickly.
Zangardi also spoke about having to understand the cost of the IT enterprise and developing cost accounting codes across the department to better understand where IT dollars are going.
They've only been working at that for 35 years.
Yeah. So he said there's also a push to be better at speaking warfighter. If you can't quantify or explain what you do in the Pentagon when it comes to IT, it's hard to coordinate and collaborate with others. Zangardi also talked about the importance of modernization and being risk-aware, not risk-averse. As an example of this, he said, you know, they're learning a lot from electronic health records and putting them into the cloud. Zangardi said he signed an authority to operate about 6 weeks ago that puts health information about active duty military members, their families, and retirees into the cloud. As for modernizing, he said 2 weeks ago, he put out a pilot for commercial applications for the defense travel system. And he said he's got a security team assessing how the application would protect customer data.
The initial pilot might be around 15 to 30,000. So there's not a lot of PII in there, if you really think about what goes into it, but there is PII data in there, and we do have to protect that. So we're going to take a look at it, and our approach will be one of risk-aware versus risk-averse. We need to modernize defense travel system. We need to give the experience that our members and civilian employees have. We have to make it better, because right now they're not happy with us. And what we'll achieve there when we get it in place is a better experience, hopefully save money, and provide more security. The same objectives I have for DOS.
That was Acting DOD CIO John Zangardi.
Now, one of the initiatives that Terry Halverson had sort of launched, he talked about it, I'm not sure how much progress was made, was getting rid of the CAC card and going to some derived credential. Did Zangardi talk about that at all?
He did not talk about that at all. It was more just the Windows 10 for him. I mean, he's got a lot of things on his plate now. And yeah, you were talking, there's some initiatives that DOD's been working on for decades. But I would imagine that would come up later on this
year.
Because
Windows 10 does make it easier to have two-factor authentication.
Right.
So maybe that's the foundation they need.
You got to set that base for Windows 10, and then so much can happen after that.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
And be sure to check out her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.